Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome to the Smart Cleaning School podcast. This is the first official Solo Saturday. Solo cleaners, I did not abandon you. The Solo Cleaning School podcast, the name has changed. I needed to offer a greater vision so that I could reach more people. Because as I shared in my episode, it's time for a fresh take. I feel a greater calling that my goal and my mission is to help visionaries in this amazing industry to make the impact that they were meant to make. That includes you, solo cleaners. I'm still teaching the ISO model. Yes, I'm doing other things too. And I want to make sure that I can be a full service, full opportunity instructor in our industry. So in the solo cleaning world, I don't want you to be limited to thinking that all I can do is solo clean. I want you to realize that yes, you can sell your business. And if you listen to the double podcast that just released, How I Sold My Cleaning Business, you'll see that that is a great and viable option for you. But before you can sell it, I recommend that you optimize your business. And the way that you optimize your business is by accomplishing the first two steps, initialize and then stabilize before you can optimize. This is what I call the ISO model. And the ISO model, I have a course for that. That course is found in my Solo Cleaning School Elite membership. And in this podcast, I'm going to bring you an excerpt, about a 15-minute clip from an optimizer's workshop that I had done recently with Heather Park of Heather's Housekeeping out of Roy, Utah. She came to me thinking that she was an optimizer, and I wanted to make sure that she was before I let her do optimizer work, which includes the use of my optimizer's toolbox. And so in this workshop, we assessed her solo cleaning business and then gave suggestions. So I hope you enjoy this workshop. You can find links in my podcast notes to the optimizer's workshop on my webpage. You can also find the link to Heather Park's website, Heather's Housekeeping out of Roy, Utah. Make sure to check that out. If you're in the Ogden general area of Utah, make sure to give Heather a call if you're looking for cleaning. And also, if you would like to see the video version of this workshop, I have stripped the audio for the podcast, and the video portion will be on my Smart Cleaning School YouTube channel, which is also linked in the show notes. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this 15-minute clip with Heather Park in her Optimizer's Workshop with me. Here you go. Having a full schedule is a good thing. You're definitely a stabilizer, you would think, because stabilizer is paying all their bills. But are you an optimizer? And so I'm doing it. I'm doing just an analysis. Like I'm doing a scorecard. Where are you? So the purpose is to find out where you are on the report card. Are you initializer, stabilizer, or optimizer? And based on where you are, I want to help you become an optimizer. So that's why I call it the optimizer's workshop, to get you there. And so you assume that you were, and I was wondering if you were or not. I wanted to see the numbers. And you are, in a couple months, gone from initializer to stabilizer all the way to the hairy edge of optimizer. But you don't have enough to make the moves that you need to, like, to add $1,000 a month profit with the same schedule you have now, with the same time. Would you and your husband be really excited about that?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Yeah. Right. But to do that, it's not an easy thing. It's going to take calculated strategic effort. That's what I did in my first, when I went from 5 days a week to 2 days a week, and I didn't lose any income. I still kept 50 some thousand a year. That was strategic with every client, one by one, over the course of a few years. And I'm doing it again this year. I'm an optimizer again. I added 75,000 in revenue in the past 14 months. Whatever it is. And I'm optimizing. you know, my scorecard shows all the percentages and stuff, right? I won't assume that you are a specific thing. Don't you assume that you're a specific thing, regardless of full schedule or not. This call is to see where you are in the scorecard. And I'm going to give you insight as to what I think you should be doing over the next 90 days to get to the next level. Yeah. And so is that fair? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So specifically for good. So specifically for Heather, you're doing amazing. You're right there. I want to see you get $1,000 more a month because I see it.
Right.
And so I've given you several things to work on. Always go for the low hanging fruit. And that's going to be looking at your numbers, getting your numbers together, and looking at your profit and loss. Every single thing you spend money on your business. Where can I get some profit back? Where do I not have to spend? You can do calendar Tetris. That's another optimizer's tool where you, if you use, and I'll just share the screen again so you can see this. I do have this schedule tool. You can put all your clients in the right spots on this map. It's fairly simple. And there's a little instruction at the bottom. And you can take your clients. You can, like, say Smith was here, you know, Smith was here and it was in, you know, Jepip, wherever that is. And it was, 12 to 3 every other Tuesday. 12 to 3, right? And that was a bi-weekly. So it's here it is. There's Smith. Like, that's how I would put that in. If it was, once a month, Taylor and, whatever, 8 to 12, Taylor. And that's in Fogville. I don't know. That might be in Utah. Okay. So you got these, you fill this calendar out. You're like, you know what? I think Fogville is awfully close to Jepip. I need to move that here. I'll save on gas. That's how you start to look at this. So I'm going to get rid of Jepip, Fogville, and all that. But fill this out, Heather. This scheduling tool is an optimizer tool. It's on the sheet. And by looking at that, you might find, well, I can move this over here. And look at this. If I could just get faster by half an hour here and here, I'd open up this much time. I could add another house in this location. And start to think like that. And so for you, low hanging fruit is, how can you earn some extra profit? Stop spending what's unnecessary, if that's true, and just look for opportunities. And I want you to take on that client as long as you can handle it. I want you to over serve, and that's not a bad thing, the people that aren't tens, and see if you can bump them up, like, just and find things and ask people, like, well, what am I doing good? What am I not doing good? How can I get better? Communication always builds trust. Start a client profile sheet. This is not anything crazy. It could be a sheet of paper, a note on each client, and just write essentially Smith, or in your case, Hansen. I do, if you're following my system for how I do pricing and stuff, there are main areas plus one. You've been through this on the course, right?
Right.
There, Hansen, biweekly, main areas plus one, and kitchen smudges on the cabinets, the handles in the refrigerator, the floors in the baby's room. Those are the client preferences. Parking in the drive, don't park in the driveway. Things like that. It's like, here's what I'm doing, but add the preferences to that customer so you don't forget them. And then hit those preferences every time. Check in. How am I doing? How can I be better? Earn those tens.
Right. Yep.
And when you earn tens, they're more likely to keep you when you raise the prices. I project a price increase for you mid-year. It's kind of soon to do it since you just started, but you could do it mid-year, and you don't have to raise prices to have a great impact here. You could add this client and then get three on the waiting list of $180. Like, here's the next thing. Well, my schedule's full. I'm gonna stop the share again. Like, this is also something that's really key. My schedule's full and my waiting list, I'm just nervous about adding people. I won't be able to bring them on, right?
Right.
Well, you add them on at really high prices. You experiment.
Right, 251.
Yeah. And you're like, they said, yes, it can help me. Right? Right. That's what you want. That's what you, so now I want you to take that one. Now you believe you can do it. Do it again. Get three. Once you get these, like, I'm not going to go through them all again. You heard, you can listen to the recording. Do many of the things I told you. Those are tangible, actionable things you can go do.
Yeah.
Take this spreadsheet, this scorecard, update things as you go, your percentages, your whatever. Get you measure, track your times, get actual times in there and see where your business is. You constantly update the scorecard. When you're really an optimizer, then bring on these waiting list people. In other words, you could be doing waiting lists now, but I want you to have the prices like whatever. If you're like option one, 200, option two, you know, 170, option three, 140, the 3%, you got the 3% rule in there. Like 3% rule and the 3% rule, that's 130 they can afford. So I'll put the third option at 125. So I give them one option that they can definitely afford. Yeah. So 130, 170, 200. Here's what I'm saying. Go 150, 190, 225. You'll be like this. I did this to Andrea. She hated it. So like you'll be like this. Am I really gonna send that? And you know what happens? Most of them will say no. Some of them will say yes. And you remember from what video did I just send? Profile, using the phone as a filter. I talk about, hey, my price ranges are 120. For you, you currently are saying 60 to 250. You can say 100. So you can say six from, depending on the job, my current houses are in the range of, I wouldn't say the 60. That's pretty bad. Say like, say 100. Say between 100 and 250 are my current houses. As an optimizer, you might be 170 to 350. So on the phone as a filter, you're telling whatever range, like the range you are as an initializer will be here. And then people will say yes more. When you're a stabilizer, your range will be higher. They'll say less, yes, less. Optimizer, like now, this is what I don't get as many clients because my prices, my lowest house is 160 and that's going to be raised to 180. So I'm in the 160 currently to 160 to, just houses. I don't have many houses now. 160 to 225 maybe. And then my offices, I have offices that are, I have some vet hospitals that are almost $500 per visit.
Wow.
So, but you get up there. And so if you do this prices higher on the phone as a filter, yeah. So my prices are instead of you saying 100 to 250, you say my prices are in the range of say 130 to 275. You just kind of purposely moved it up a little bit and that'll filter some people out. But the ones that stay in, and then they go through the process. They now get a price from you, and the three prices are, you know, the 150, 190, or 230, whatever I just said a few minutes ago. They'll be like, well, that's what they communicate to me in the beginning when they said their ranges. To you, you're like, oh my gosh, am I really going to do that? You send them. You're going to get let. People will say no.
Right.
The ones that say yes. Would you like to have them as clients? Yes, right? Would you like to take as much as you love your other clients, would you rather trade the new one at 230 to the other one that was 115?
Sure.
That's how we think as an optimizer. We're trading. It's called cloning. We're cloning our best. That's another tool is cloning. So that's a bunch of information. I'm probably overwhelming you now. I'm going to stop. That's just...
It's helpful. It's good though. I like it.
Okay. Like things you can do and different tools you can use. And the tool, like the optimizer's toolbox would be one of the modules. Here's the toolbox. Here's the tools. Here's the hammer. Here's the screwdriver. Here's the whatever. You can do all these things. Waiting list, price increase letters, Parkinson's, Pareto's principle, cloning, tracking, like all these different things. These are all different tools you've got in your box. Building the client profile sheet. Like that's another one. These are all things you do to get better. And then you pick the tool. Everyone's different. You pick the tools that you need to hit your goal, but you have to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, this won't work.
All right.
So what other questions do you have? I know this is a lot. I can, you're probably overwhelmed, and that's okay. It's okay to admit it if you are, because there's a lot of stuff I threw at you.
It is, like, I have a whole bunch of notes here, you know, so I'll go through those and get all those things counted out to action steps and things, but really it's good. And I like that it's individualized, because like you said, everyone's in a different spot. And of course, everyone's situation is going to be different.
Right.
But yeah, I like that it's individualized as to what will help me, but then you share the tools along the way that will help all the others too. So
like Heather, you're early on, but you could be mentoring people. Like you have a really good business. You've done a really good job. I'm proud of you. You really have done a good job. Keep it up.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And yeah, as I process things, I'll write down questions and to the Facebook live sheet so that we can work on those.
Perfect. Yeah, so this video, elite membership, this substitutes for our Facebook Live. We did a deep dive into Heather Park. Heather, thank you for being willing to share this with others. Really appreciate it. I know it's going to help a lot of people. So that's it for our workshop.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.